Welcome, everyone, to this Friday's podcast. A few announcements before we dive in. First of all, round two of the March Madness voting begins today. I hope your favorite series has made it to this round. If you have not already, you can take part in our Battle of the Books by signing up for our newsletter at www.literaryscape.com/newsletter. We are also offering a free 25-day inspirational journal for current and new subscribers. This journal is a companion for Jody Headland's Colorado Cowboys series. Authors, our next expert training will be on Thursday, March 21st at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Author Abby Downey will share how authors can leverage the power of flash fiction to grow their author platform. This class will not only give tips and tricks to make writing the shortest stories easier, but will also show you why you should try and how flash fiction can help your writing career and marketing efforts. The cost is $17 for non-HCRW members and free for our members. You can sign up with the link in this episode's blog post. If you would like to link arms with other historical Christian romance authors, consider becoming a member of HCRW for just $37 a month. Our writers group provides training, support, and a network for authors of historical Christian romance. It is the only one of its kind. You can learn more and become a member by clicking the button below this blog post. Now let's dive into this week's unique episode. Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. We did not have an author interview to wrap up our most recent series, and initially I was just going to skip an episode for today. However, a couple of Sundays ago, I heard an incredible testimony that I just had to share with you. We had a missionary that came to our church and shared how God had used him to reach a former ISIS member turned hitman. And I'll do my best to relay this incredible miracle the best that I can, knowing that obviously the missionary who had the firsthand experience told it much better than me. So every day, this missionary would visit the same cafe, and another man was also a frequent patron of the cafe. He noticed how the missionary was always happy, and after a while, he realized that not only was he not happy, but no one else in the cafe was happy except for this missionary. So one day, he saw this missionary on the street and stopped to speak to him, and he said, "I feel like I'm supposed to talk to you." Now, the missionary was ecstatic, realizing God had brought this man to him. So he spent time sharing Jesus with him. I'm unsure how many times they met and talked, but the man had shared that he was a former ISIS member and now worked as a hitman. He even went so far as to share the hit sheets that showed who he had been contracted to kill, how much he was paid, and where he had disposed of the bodies. The missionary kept sharing Jesus with him until the man said, "Okay, man, I get it. I understand." At that time, he was recovering from a stab wound. And when he left the missionary, he had sought revenge on the man who had stabbed him. He had captured that man and tortured him for 3 days before pulling a gun and putting it to the man's head. However, he could not pull the trigger. He then went back to the missionary and said, "I have been hard all my life. Violence is all I have ever known. Why couldn't I pull the trigger?" To which the missionary replied, "Because God has replaced your heart of stone with one of flesh, just like he said he would in Ezekiel 36. Now I'm going to read Ezekiel 36:26-29 so you can see the verses that the missionary was referencing. It says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. You will live in the land I gave your forefathers. You will be my people and I will be your God. I will save you from your uncleanliness. Today, that man lives on mission for Christ and shares Jesus with everyone he meets. The missionary said he's constantly out in the streets like, you got to get to this church and you got to learn about Jesus, which is so amazing to see that change in someone who was part of ISIS and was a hitman is now this man after God's own heart. And he is trying to be Jesus's hands and feet and share the good news with others. And I just want to emphasize that this is not a testimony from long ago, but from the present. And I'm talking like only probably a few months ago. Our God is a God of miracles because only he could turn a former ISIS member and hitman's heart of stone into a heart of flesh. God is still here with us and using us to reach his lost children, even those we think are unreachable. Because if you're anything like me, I thought there's no way that someone who has been a member of ISIS or even a hitman could be reachable, which just shows how small I made our big God. So I did a lot of repenting after hearing this testimony for sure. I hope that testimony bolstered your faith and encouraged you to live on mission for God every day. The impact was so strong that I couldn't help but share it with you. So God bless you, and we'll be back next week with our next book discussion. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider following our podcast on your favorite podcast platform, along with on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.